Morning, everyone. Today, we have some breaking news.
I, Ella Brooks, and my colleague Rose Thompson have the regret to announce that Harriet Tubman, the Moses of the black community, just died of pneumonia.
Indeed, the famous American abolitionist and political activist, originally named Araminta Ross, died this March 10, 1913.
Today's program is going to be all about her. We are going to talk about her biography, her personal interest, her remarkable achievements, and much more with our special guest, Charlotte Lee Foltz, an ex-slave rescued by Harriet Tubman.
Good morning. First of all, thanks to Ella Brooks and Rose Thompson for inviting me to this special commemoration.
Our pleasure. So Charlotte, can you tell us who Harriet Tubman was for you?
Oh, Harriet Tubman was and will always be an inspiration for me and many others. She was not only a rescuer to me, but also a friend or even a sister.
Oh, really? Let's talk about her personal life, shall we?
She was born in Dorchester County, Maryland in March 1822, during slavery, which lasted until 1865, at the end of the Civil War. Her mother, Harriet Green Ross, and her father, Ben Ross, were both slaves and had 9 children. Unfortunately, slavery forced many of her siblings apart.
Apparently, she started working when she was only 5, and at the age of 12, she was hit with a heavy metal that was directed towards another slave. She suffered from this head wound throughout her whole life, and this is when her desire of justice became apparent.
In 1840, her father was set free, but the owner of Harriet's family refused to recognize the will. In 1844, she married a free black man named John Tubman, and on September 17, 1849, she successfully escaped her plantation.
She then became a conductor of the Underground Railroad, with what she freed more than 300 slaves, including me. Unfortunately, when she came back to friends and family, her husband had already remarried and he chose to stay there with his new wife.
After that, the Civil War broke out in 1861, right? This is how she found a new way to fight slavery and became head of an espionage and scout network for the Union Army.
Finally, at the end of the war, she settled down with her family in New York, where she married a Civil War veteran named Nelson Davis and adopt a little girl named Gertie.
Harriet was a very supportive, brave, and powerful woman. She once said, "I freed 1,000 slaves. I could have freed 1,000 more if only they knew they were slaves." Doesn't it show how determined she was?
Indeed, she was a very inspirational woman. She fought during her entire life for what was right and never gave up. She had to make lots of sacrifices and took a lot of risks that were not only for her and her family, but for all the following generations. Honestly, if it wasn't for people like her, slavery would probably still be a thing.
I guess we can all agree that Harriet Tubman is a very honorable woman who we should all be thankful to.
As a conclusion, we can say that Harriet Tubman guided more than 300 people from slavery to freedom, but most importantly, inspired many people from every race and background.
She is now and will always be one of the most recognized icons in American history, and I hope that her legacy will always live on.
And this is the end of today's program. I hope you all enjoy listening to it, and I hope you all have a great day. Bye-bye.